Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Wayne Cabot, and these are today's top local stories. Something's happening now that's getting a lot of attention in Brooklyn. There are Carroll Gardens, a couple of very known faces and names. They're on the picket line at Starbucks. We're talking about Bernie Sanders and Zohran Mamdani. Let's see if we can hear over the crowd to 1010 Winds reporter Marilyn Buckley.
Wayne, the picket line is growing in front of Starbucks on 4th Avenue. Workers say they went from behind the counter as baristas to now joining the picket line in the street, saying there's not going to be any coffee if there's no contract. They say the wages they've been paid are unfair and makes it nearly impossible to be able to successfully live here and afford the city. And very soon joining them is going to be Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani. But over and over again, they are walking back and forth with their signs, even some that are the Starbucks famous red cup, saying baristas on strike, and they are going to continue staying out here until they say they get a fair wage and a new contract. Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. We're live in Park Slope.
Well, you know, labor issues at Starbucks have been going back a while, and now we're seeing Starbucks is going to be paying the city of New York more than $38 million, part of a settlement having to do with fair working conditions. By the way, about this Starbucks strike, the picket line, we have reached out to Starbucks for a response on what's going on today out there in Carroll Gardens and elsewhere. What I'd tell you about a man named Andre Brown, who will be home for the holidays this year. He's 48, from the Bronx, and today walked free after spending 23 years behind bars for a crime he says he didn't commit. He celebrated his freedom as he walked out of court.
I have my wife here, I have my son, my beautiful daughter, and I'm able to be a father and a husband now. I'm able to really enjoy what it means to be free, to breathe fresh air.
He was convicted of attempted murder and was sentenced to 40 years prison. 3 years ago, a judge overturned that conviction, said that his lawyer never showed medical evidence that he had a leg injury that would have prevented him from running as the gunman did. Prosecutors argued that that wasn't a mistake, it was a strategy by Brown's lawyers. So a court reinstated the conviction, but a judge agreed that 23 years behind bars was enough and resentenced him to time already served. Well, New York's gaming board is going all in, recommending casino licenses for all three proposals in downstate New York. One for the Bronx, two in Queens, including that one next to Citi Field.
After years of proposals and protests, board chairwoman Vicki Bean made the announcement.
Awarding all three licenses best advances the state's long-term economic, fiscal, and community objectives.
Not everyone was pleased.
Save you!
Resorts World, which is already standing, plans to offer live table games as soon as June of next year, with Bally's and Hard Rock to follow in 2030. Bally's chairman Sue Kim believes all three will succeed.
Looking at all the demographic analysis of what's possible, we feel quite confident.
The final licenses will need to be approved by the State Gaming Commission by the end of the month. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Looks like New York's cell phone ban in schools is yielding good results. New state survey of principals finds 83% of schools reporting more positive class engagement, better student engagement as well, better environments. The principals say that they notice the kids are talking more to each other. They seem more engaged. They're playing games together. One principal in the Bronx says she's also heard kids laughing more. How's that for a good sign? Governor Hochul says that the kids are finding greater success in the classroom when they're focused on learning and not just scrolling. Well, speaking of scrolling, your inbox is probably flooded with Cyber Monday deals. Today, we could see a record $14.2 billion online, say the experts, which is up more than 6% from last year, on top of all the money we've already spent the past few days. Vivek Pandya, lead analyst at Adobe.
We've seen some really great performance out of these major marquee days like Black Friday, Thanksgiving. We also saw the weekend between Black Friday and Cyber Monday generate an additional $11.8 billion.
And if you see people a little extra busy at work, chances are they're just shopping.
This woman says she won't even walk into a big box store. Everything she buys is online. And she bought all of this while at work.
I bought electronics for my kids. I bought a bed. I bought jewelry for my daughter. I bought a sweater for my mom. I bought boots for myself.
And you took time off, like,
working. Yes, yeah. I took time off working to shop, and I'll do it tonight.
This man says he bought for his entire family. Why did you wait till today to buy them?
Deals. You know how it is.
Did you get a lot of deals, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Around New York City, have you noticed fewer rats? Well, if you've noticed fewer rats, you're not imagining it. We hear today from the Sanitation Department that rat sightings reported to 311 have been dropping every month for 12 straight months. This represents an overall decline of 20%. Now, the drop coincides with new rules requiring all buildings with fewer than 10 residential units to put their trash in sealed bins. Yeah, that might have something to do with the rats staying away. New York City businesses have been required to do the same thing for about 2 years in a row now.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.